Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5:30. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at the headlines this evening. The Dáil has been told the rental situation in Donegal is beyond desperate. The average rent increase recorded in Donegal was 6% through the first quarter of this year. The wife of former DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson has been ruled unfit to stand trial, and a 54-year-old man who was extradited from the Republic of Ireland has been remanded in custody today at Derry Magistrates Court. All these stories in full and more coming up, and we'll have a full update of all the sport with Mark Gallagher at around 5:45. But first, the Dáil has been told the rental situation in Donegal is beyond desperate, with a lack of available properties to rent now threatening to further delay the defective concrete redress scheme. Speaking on a Sinn Féin motion on evictions and rent hikes, Deputy Charles Ward said at the moment there are 35 rental properties available in Donegal. He said the reality now is if 100 households were to get the chance to progress on the scheme today, many wouldn't be able to do so.
The situation in Donegal has gotten beyond desperate. We already have a defective concrete crisis in Donegal where we're trying to get tens of thousands of people to rebuild their homes. Today, there's 35 rental properties in Donegal for rent, on average €1,600. So if we get 100 people going tomorrow, their families moving forward in the defective concrete crisis, where are they going to rent? On top of what's coming ahead, there's nowhere. The scheme goes to a halt. Homelessness becomes normalised, and that's what's happened. We're facing homelessness on an unprecedented scale, and it has to be addressed as an emergency. It has to be looked at as an emergency, and we need to stop playing political games with it. My constituents in Donegal are facing this every single day. When you are looking at filling a scheme in and going forward with your family, 100 or 200 people go forward. Where are they going to go? There's nowhere for them to rent. There's nowhere for them to go. So they have to stay in their houses that are crumbling. And we've been saying this time and time again, and it has to be listened to. You need to put emergency legislation in place, Minister. It's clear that you need to introduce this, because if you don't introduce it now, you're going to be introducing it within the next year or two anyway. Take control of the situation. You're the government, you're in charge. We need you to stand up and be counted.
A new report has directly linked the government's controversial rental reforms with a sharp increase in rents. DAFT.ie research has found the average market rent in the first quarter of 2026 was 18% higher year-on-year in Galway, 13% higher in Cork, 10% higher in Limerick, and 6.9% higher in Dublin. The report recorded the sharpest quarterly rent increases on record ahead of the introduction of reforms on March the 1st. Housing Minister James Brown is defending the policy.
Look, it's a very real challenging situation for people in that rental situation. I feel very much for people who are getting notice to quit. But we know that if we didn't make changes, this was just slowly going to get worse and worse and worse. What we have now is made those changes to drive that supply so we can get those apartments built in Dublin, get those houses built not only in Dublin and right across the country as well.
The report found the average rent increases recorded in Donegal were 6% during the first quarter. Jane McNamara has more.
The report found that the average monthly rent of a two-bed apartment across the first quarter of this year in Donegal was €1,102, the third lowest in the country behind Leitrim at €1,093 and Monaghan at €1,076. The average monthly rent of a double room in a house was €503, the second lowest in the country behind Leitrim at €462. The report also shows the average market rent of a five-bed house increased by 13.6% year-on-year to €1,709 per month. Similar growth was recorded in the average price of a one-bedroom apartment, which rose by 10% to €1,058 per month. A double room for rent in a house saw double-digit growth year-on-year, increasing by 12.8% to €648.
The wife of former DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson has been ruled unfit to stand trial in a historical sexual offences case in which her husband's a defendant. 60-year-old Eleanor Donaldson's accused of aiding and abetting. She's now expected to face a trial of the facts and cannot be criminally convicted. The trial's due to start next Tuesday. Both deny the charges. A 54-year-old man who was extradited from the Republic of Ireland has been remanded in custody today at Derry Magistrates Court, charged with 17 counts of child cruelty. The man, who cannot be named due to the nature of the charges, appeared in court to face 17 counts of child cruelty on dates between May 25, 1997 and September 1, 2007. Tom Douglas has this report.
The court heard that in addition to 17 magistrates' court charges, there was one Crown Court matter, a charge of blackmail. Defence counsel Aoife McCauley said there would be no application for bail as the man had been extradited following his serving a sentence in the Republic. The Crown Court matter was adjourned until June 17th to be dealt with in that venue. Ms. McCauley said she did not believe the defendant had ever been remanded in this jurisdiction on these matters. Her prosecutor told the court that papers in the 17 counts of child cruelty were ready and a preliminary inquiry could be held on the next occasion. The case was adjourned until June 3rd for a preliminary inquiry to be held.
A Waterford man has become the youngest Irish person ever to climb Mount Everest. 22-year-old Adam Sweeney from Dunmore East reached the summit in the early hours of this morning. He was joined by former Mayo footballer Padraig O'Hora and Aina McGowan and their Sherpas Pemba, Milan and Sona. Adam Sweeney's mother, Karen, says her son's dedication has been huge over the past 2 years.
He's had to give up an awful lot, you know. He hasn't been going out with his friends, doing anything, the kind of normal stuff that a 21, 22-year-old would be doing, because he just knew that he had to get his body into the right place to, you know, to be able to get up the mountain. He made this pledge to himself 2 years ago, he said, you know, and it's a very brave thing to do, you know, to put it out there saying, I'm going to be the youngest person to stand on Mount Everest. And then to actually, it was just relief when we heard. We were just sitting by the phone and we'd had candle lighting, as I think nearly everybody in Dunmore East did, just to get that call from, it was Jason Black, who's the expedition leader. You know, the people here in the village have been just so supportive. Oh my God, you can't walk down the village and somebody's asking you about like seracs and ice falls, and we're all experts on Everest in the village here now, you know.
The mission was coordinated by Letterkenny mountaineer Jason Black, who stayed at Camp 4 after an ankle injury prevented him from striking out for the summit. Earlier today from Camp 4, Jason Black posted a video of himself getting the news from one of the Sherpas that his team had reached the top.
Your team member have summited, including Sherpa, and now they are on the way back to Camp 4.
Delighted. Pass the congratulations on to the team. Thank you so much. Brilliant news.
Congratulations. Black Mountain and team, Irish people, okay, bye.
Guys, we did it. Team Ireland are on the summit of Mount Everest. History has been made on the slopes of Mount Everest. After 47 days, Haina McGowan, Adam Sweeney, Padraig O'Hara, Milan Pemba, and Narang Tainji Sherpa have stood on the summit of Mount Everest. After 20 years, an Irish team is back on the summit of Mount Everest. And Adam Sweeney is the youngest person ever to stand on the summit of Mount Everest. Absolutely unbelievable. This success absolutely is for the families, it's for the climbers, it's for the incredible Sherpas, it's for everybody that's followed along on this trip and got behind everybody in this journey. And it's an example that if you dream big, believe in yourself, and never be afraid to chase what's in your heart.
The chair of the Policing and Community Safety Partnership in Derry City and Strabane has criticised vandals who damaged road safety equipment in Derry. Speed indicator devices show a driver's speed in real time, in red or green, depending on their speed compared to the limit. The devices are installed in specific locations requested by local residents, such as on streets with heavy traffic or areas near schools, to promote safer driving. Currently, the partnership is not permitted to buy new devices, meaning repairs have to be carried out, which takes time. Chair Alderman Keith Kerrigan says now the community will have to wait for one in their area.
And line with our protocol and what we can and cannot do, and in relation to the PCSP, we cannot physically go and purchase another machine. We currently don't have the legislation and are not able to carry that out. So it will not have a specific financial implication in regards to affecting other aspects of the work of the PCSP, but it will have a resource implication, because now we are down a SID, so we're down another device. So that list which we have from individuals, councillors and members of the public requesting this SID to be placed in their area, people are going to have to wait longer for these items to come out, because now we're down an additional machine. So, you know, we usually place them in an area that could be there for a fortnight, could be 3 weeks, you know, facing one direction and facing another direction for a period of time. But so it's just added on that waiting list, because people do take notice of the machines. They do notice it, and it does have an impact on them, that they realise what speed they're doing, because people may think they're driving past the school, they may think I'm on the speed limit, and they could very easily be sitting at, say, 35 mile an hour, whenever that speed limit in that area might be 30, it may well be 20. You know, so it does make people sit up and think. So the fact now that this resource has been damaged and is now out of action, now we're in that situation that those people that have put in these requests for these SIDs to be placed in their area, they just have to wait longer, and it does have a potential impact on road safety.
A Donegal TD has told the Dáil it's inconceivable that changes could be made to the triple lock, which guarantees Irish neutrality. Deputy Padraig McLaughlin told a debate on the issue this morning that the Irish people cherish their neutrality, and solemn promises were made at the time of the Nice and Lisbon Treaty reruns that it would be protected. He says if the government believes scrapping the triple lock is the right way to go, it should be put to the people in a referendum.
Sometimes when I'm in this chamber, I find it astonishing what I listen to from government when you consider the busts and statues that are gathered here around us, the 1916 leaders, and I think of the famous banner, "We serve neither king nor kaiser, but Ireland." That's a really proud declaration, and it's burned into the hearts of the Irish people, because we were colonised for long enough and we fought empire for long enough. It's a proud stand that we have taken, and it has given us real credibility to engage in the international stage in peacekeeping, the defence of human rights and the resolution of conflicts. That has been our proud position for so many years. And I find it disgusting, frankly, when I think of the Nice campaigns and the Lisbon campaigns, where at the first ask, the Irish people rejected those propositions, and they were put back to the Irish people with clear, solemn promises around our neutrality and around the triple lock. Solemn promises. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael gave those promises to the Irish people. Now they want to break them. This will not stand. If you believe you are right in removing the triple lock, it has to be put to the Irish people. It has to be put to them, because they were given that promise when they voted for Nice and Lisbon at the second ask, because they were given those promises.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, now stocking the new Donegal GAA jersey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 6:15 on Highland Radio, and Mark Gallagher is at the sports desk.
Thanks, Ryan. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. The format for the inaugural FAI National League season has been confirmed, with the league set to kick off in late August. Bonagie United and Coghill Celtic will be in Group 1 alongside Home Farm, Lucan United and Mareview United, while Letterkenny Rovers will play in Group 2 with Mayo FC, Salthill Devon, St Francis and TU Dublin. This year's truncated season will see the three groups of five play home and away matches, with the three group winners advancing to the National League semi-finals and the fourth spot reserved for the best placed group runner-up. Aston Villa hope to lift their first major trophy in 30 years when they take on Freiburg in tonight's Europa League final. The club's last piece of meaningful silverware was the 1996 League Cup. Villa's Tyrone Mings says winning this evening would be a fitting tribute for captain John McGinn.
The stature within the club that he had when he arrived, which he'll admit himself wasn't very much, and the inferiority complex he's feeling when turning up in English football and thinking, do I belong here? There'd be nobody more supportive if he stood there with the armband on and lifting a trophy, because I think he deserves everything that he gets.
A game in Istanbul will kick off at 8 o'clock Irish time this evening. Southampton say their punishment bears no proportion to the offence as they appeal the decision that they will be kicked out of the Championship playoff final. Chief Executive Phil Parsons has apologised after the club admitted to spying on the training sessions of rival clubs. The Saints are currently appealing against the sanction, which also includes a 4-point deduction for next season, and fans at St Mary's today are split on whether they've been treated unfairly or not.
I think the punishment's harsh, really do.
We should be there, won't we, you know? Pay us the fine, deduct us points, we go up and we'll see what happens, you know.
It doesn't matter if it's the first round of the FA Cup or the playoff final, you've broken the same rules, you've done something wrong, you deserve to be punished.
Well, former player Charlie Austin says the club do deserve the tough sanction.
Southampton have brought this on themselves. They've actually brought a bad light on English football, shall we say, in the regardless. And if we're going to be honest and say, does the punishment fit the crime? I'm going to say yes.
The Donegal Junior League has paid tribute to former chairperson John Joe McCafferty following his passing this afternoon. In a statement on social media, the league paid tribute, saying John Joe was a towering figure in Donegal soccer for decades and gave extraordinary service to the league and to football throughout the county. As chairperson, he was unwavering in his commitment to the league, never missing a meeting and always encouraging others to play their part in the running of the game he loved. In golf, Beth Coulter has been named on the Great Britain and Ireland team for next month's Curtis Cup in Los Angeles. Coulter was part of the 2024 winning team during the last tournament in England 2 years ago. She is the only Irish player named on this year's team, though Elm Park golfer Emma Fleming is second reserve. In rugby, Clark Dermody is the latest addition to Ulster's backroom staff. The former All Black joins from Super Rugby side Highlanders and will replace Jimmy Duffy as their forwards coach. And finally, Munster have announced that Max Klein has been promoted to their senior squad. The flanker is the latest academy player to make the jump, with Sean Dogbo, Ben O'Connor and Ronan Fox all caught up earlier this year. That's all from the Sports Desk for today. We're back with more tomorrow morning during the 8 o'clock news. Ryan.
Thank you very much, Mark. Average payouts for pothole damage in Donegal last year were the second highest in the country, according to new research published today. The report suggests Donegal had the state's lowest number of reported potholes in 2025. Donna Marie Doherty has been looking at the figures.
A pothole index from insurance company itsforwomen.ie shows with a figure of €267, Donegal's average payout for successful vehicle damage claims is second only to Wicklow's average of €271. The national average was €157. The survey also shows Donegal had a 100% repair rate for reported potholes in 2025. According to the data, which was compiled from a survey of Irish motorists and nationwide FOI data, Donegal had the lowest number of reported potholes in the country at 76, with 27 damage claims submitted.
Two Donegal projects have been included in a €1.18 million package of health and wellbeing projects geared towards farmers. 46 projects are included in the programme announced today by Agriculture Minister Martin Hayden, who says he wants to drive improvements in key safety risks on farms and promoting farmer health and wellbeing. The Donegal projects are a farm fitness programme being run by the Inishowen Development Partnership and a farm safety programme being coordinated by Forbarts na Rossan. €770,000 is to be spent on six Donegal marine infrastructure projects under the 2026 Local Authority Infrastructure Scheme. The government will provide €577,500, which is 75% of the total cost, with Donegal County Council contributing €192,500. Works must be complete by October 31st this year. Donegal TD Pat the Cope Gallagher says the six projects span the county.
770,000 of an investment, 577 coming from the department, but I must also recognise the contribution of Donegal County Council, 192,000, because without this matching funds, the other funding would be available. Burtonport, of course, and my own home area, they will spend 100,000 on the development of a steel-framed maintenance shed. It's not actually works to the harbour, but it's to have a store there where a lot of the workers with Donegal County Council work out from. And of course, the others in the vicinity of St John's Point, both Casson Sound and Ballysaggard, appear where works will be done as well. In addition to the pontoons of Ballyshannon, Donegal Bay, very important, the aids to navigation, which are important, and of course, Greencastle Harbour, they're repairing the piles there that have been damaged and are deteriorating.
Now, Donegal County Council has until the 31st of October to complete these works. It's a tightening of schedule. Do you believe the council is equipped and ready to meet that schedule?
Yeah, well, the council have a very good team within the council in the marine section doing works right across the county, and I do believe that they will have them completed by that. But as always, that is the expected date. But if there were unforeseen circumstances, I'm quite sure that they could extend that.
Deputy Gallagher has also welcomed the allocation of more than €100,000 in funding for heritage projects across Donegal. The biggest grant of €25,000 has been awarded to Clonlea Parish Church in Lifford to carry out repair works. Other projects to receive funding include the Inishowen Traditional Music Project, the Inver Heritage Group and the Brian Friel Trust. The successful groups will also host public events as part of National Heritage Week, which runs from the 15th of August to the 23rd. The RTE bus says there could be could be people working in the broadcaster who earn more than him. The Oireachtas Media Committee has heard some presenters are working for independent production companies and are paid separately to their direct work. Kevin Backhurst also admits Oliver Callan would make the list of top 10 earners if income streams from RT through to other companies were included. Answering questions from Fine Gael TD Micheál Carraighí, Mr. Backhurst says their examining of figures like this can be published going forward.
That was a question that the minister raised with us yesterday, and we said we'd go and look at that. It's not industry practice anywhere in Europe, including with the BBC, but we said we'd look at it to see if there's anything.
Well, I think going forward it has to be practice.
We said we'd go and
anyone that is an independent company, any earnings they earn should be put there. And if they're taking a wage out of that company.
We said we'd go and look at it, but we need to get advice about it,
And the weather variable cloud amounts and bright sunny spells this evening. Cloud will thicken from the southwest after nightfall, all in light to moderate southwesterly winds becoming southerly this evening. Mostly cloudy with outbreaks of rain and drizzle spreading from the southwest overnight. The rain and drizzle will become lighter and patchier towards the morning. There will be some mist, hill and coastal fog around too. Lowest temperatures of 11 to 13 degrees and light to moderate southerly breezes. Mostly cloudy with patchy rain, drizzle and mist tomorrow. Further patchy rain and drizzle will spread from the south during the afternoon and evening. However, there will be some limited bright or hazy sunny spells at times too. High temperatures tomorrow, 14 to 18 degrees and light to moderate southerly breezes. A look back at today's main stories. The Dáil has been told the rental situation in Donegal is beyond desperate, with a lack of available properties to rent now threatening to further delay the defective concrete redress scheme. Speaking on a Sinn Féin motion on evictions and rent hikes, Deputy Charles Ward said at the moment there are 35 rental properties available in Donegal. He said the reality now is that if 100 households were to get the chance to progress on the scheme today, many wouldn't be able to do so. A new report has directly linked the government's controversial rental reforms with sharp increases in rents. DAF.ie research has found the average market rent in the first quarter of 2026 was 18% higher year-on-year in Galway, 13% higher in Cork, 10% higher in Limerick and 6.9% in Dublin. The report also found that the average rent increases recorded in Donegal were 6% during the first quarter. The report recorded the sharpest quarterly increase in rents on record ahead of the introduction of the reforms on March the 1st, but Housing Minister James Brown is defending the policy. The wife of former DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson has been ruled unfit to stand trial in an historic sexual offences case in which her husband's a defendant. 60-year-old Eleanor Donaldson's accused of aiding and abetting. She's now expected to face a trial of the facts and cannot be criminally convicted. The trial is due to start next Tuesday. Both deny the charges. And a 54-year-old man who was extradited from the Republic of Ireland has been remanded in custody today at Derry Magistrates Court, charged with 17 counts of child cruelty. The man, who cannot be named due to the nature of the charges, appeared in court to face 17 counts of child cruelty on dates between May 25, 1997 and September 1, 2007. The court heard that in addition to 17 magistrate court charges, there was one Crown Court matter, a charge of blackmail. Defence Counsel Aoife McCauley said there would be no application for bail as the man had been extradited following his serving a sentence in the Republic. The Crown Court matter was adjourned until June 17th to be dealt with in that venue, and the magistrates court case was adjourned until June the 3rd for a preliminary inquiry to be held. That's all for the newsroom for now. Back with news again at 7 o'clock.
The obituary notices this Wednesday evening, May 20th. The death has taken place of John Joe McCafferty, Glasherhugh Guidoor. His remains are reposing at his home in Glasherhugh with a wake today. Rosary at both nights at 9 o'clock. House is in private at any time during the wake. A shuttle bus service will operate from Park Joe, Glenape Car Park, to the wake house. Funeral from there on Friday for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in Christ the King Church, Gortahork, with burial afterwards in the adjacent cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on mcn.live. The death has occurred of Mary Gallagher, Nee McMenamin, at Letterkenny, Stranorlar, reposing at her late residence this evening from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock, and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 9 p.m. Funeral from there on Friday morning for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorlar at 11 o'clock and followed by interment in Drumbo Cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family time please on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only please. Donations in lieu if desired to Letterkenny University Hospital or St Joseph's Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund Stranorlar. A one-way system will be in operation by entering a Kelly's bottling store and exiting by Dunwiley. The death has occurred of Michael McLaughlin at Gráinne Carraig, Carndonagh. Michael's remains will repose at his home today. Rosary nightly at 9 o'clock, followed by family time until 12 noon. Funeral from his home on Friday morning at 20 past 10. For 11 o'clock, Requiem Mass in the Sacred Heart Church, Carndonagh, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on carndonaghparish.com. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Patient's Comfort Fund, Carndonagh Community Hospital, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. The family home is private, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Marion Turish, Ní Burke, Toburg Carrigans. Marion will repose at her late residence until 10 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Funeral from her late residence on Friday morning at 20 past 10. Travelling to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on newtoncalais.ie. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Alzheimer's Association at Donegal Branch, care of any family member or Kelly's Funeral Directors, Oakfield Rafoe. The death has occurred of Brigini Whelan Graz, Austria, formerly of Downings and Galway. A private funeral service and cremation will take place in Graz. The death has taken place of Katrina Sweeney, Corrie, Portsalland, Fannad. Katrina's remains will repose at her late residence today until after the rosary at 9 o'clock. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Requiem Mass will be held at St. Columba's Church, Bassmount at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.